Mendocino County Remembered. Oral histories collected and published under the auspices of the Mendocino Historical Society for the American Bicentennial in 1976. Read by Linda Pack. Today, from Covelo, the recollections of John Snyder, born 1890. I grew up on the ranch 7 miles east of Laytonville. My father took a homestead there, 160 acres, and we had a house and barn built and everything. He run stock on the ranch, hogs and cattle. We did lots of hunting, killed lots of deer meat. My father's folks lived 2 miles toward Fort Bragg from Westport. But we left there, our whole family, and went to Oregon. We stayed in Oregon about a year and a half. We went up there intending to farm in Willamette Valley. But that winter was awfully cold and lots of rain. My father didn't like it there, and my mother either. So much storm all the time, such bad weather. They decided to come back to California. So we come back to California, and we landed in Covelo that time and rented a house there. In the spring of 1910, while we were living on the Bill Bauer place in Covelo, I had a job rounding up cattle. Hanson and Travis had a large cattle range out around Anthony Peak. A cattle buyer came up from San Francisco, so Hanson and Travis wanted some help rounding up all their cattle. I had 2 good saddle horses and was experienced in working with stock, so I had no trouble getting a job. You have to have at least 2 good horses on a job like this, for you start riding before daylight, and if you're lucky, you get in before dark. It is too hard for 1 horse, so you change horses every day. Now, I rode with John Travis, man about 65 years of age. He paid me $4 per day for my labor and for my horse and dog. The folks in this area had very little knowledge of astronomy in those days and knew nothing concerning comets. So when the word got around that a comet was supposed to appear, imagination supplied many speculations. Some did not believe a comet would appear. Others believed when it appeared, the world would come to an end. I had heard some of the vague rumors, but hadn't thought much about it. On the morning Halley's Comet was due to appear, Travis and I were spending the night in an old log cabin. About 3 o'clock, Travis got up and went out on the porch to look. I wasn't interested. I was still tired, for I wasn't used to such long days of riding and wanted to sleep. In a moment, he rushed back into the cabin. He was very excited and seemed scared. "Come and see this monster!" he yelled and raced back to the porch. Well, since he kept shouting, I finally got up and went out, too. I hadn't quite expected anything like it. A very large and very bright heavenly body with a long fiery tail seemed to light up the whole sky. Perhaps because Mr. Travis was so scared, it scared me, too. We finally went back inside, shaking from the morning chill and our fright. All thought of sleep had vanished. It was almost time to get up anyway, so I built a fire and Travis started to prepare our breakfast. Now, Travis usually did the cooking and was used to putting up our lunches while getting breakfast, but now he said, "Well, there's no use putting up any lunches today." I asked him why. "Because," he said gloomily, "that thing will destroy the earth before we get a chance to eat lunch." Finally, I talked him into putting up our lunches by arguing if it shouldn't happen by noon, we would get very hungry. Noon found us near the top of Anthony Peak, and we were both glad we had the lunch. We had a wonderful view. All morning, Travis kept insisting he could smell smoke. Now he thought he could see smoke in the distance. But it was only haze, like one usually can see on warm days when able to see for a great distance. But all the rest of that day, Travis was so sure the comet had set the world on fire, he kept insisting he could smell smoke. As days passed, and he found his fears unconfirmed, his confidence increased somewhat. But he, as well as a number of other folks, were not relieved until the comet faded and disappeared several weeks later. You've been listening to the recollections of John Snyder. To learn more about Mendocino's rich past, visit any of our county's many excellent museums and historical societies. Go to californiahistoricalsociety.org for a complete listing. Mendocino County Remembered is produced by Mary Eigner and Linda Pack for KZYX and Z.